Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Most of us are familiar with the promise of greater works, but few have found how this promise becomes a reality. Join Pastor Rick Pardee Jr. as he reveals the one step towards supernatural ministry that most teenagers skip.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. This is Jim Van Gelderen broadcasting from Taylor's, South Carolina, where my wife and daughter and I are in revival services at Fellowship Baptist Church. I have here with me is Pastor Rick Pardee Jr., the assistant pastor here at Fellowship, and I certainly have been thrilled with the church and the spirit of prayer and anticipation of God working, and certainly the Lord has been working in hearts. But Rick is a recent graduate of Baptist College of Ministry in Menomonee Falls, Wisconsin, and I've asked him to give us the podcast today, and as he has shared with me what the Lord has laid on his heart, I know it will be a blessing. I hope you'll listen intently and let the Lord use this to help you in your Christian walk. Pastor Pardee?
Thank you for allowing me to be part of this. We're going to go to John chapter 14 and take a look at something that I'm sure many of you are very familiar with. We talk about a lot about greater works and the desire to see that in our generation. And I want to kind of get to the background behind that. Before we get to the actual passage, just a thought. We are, as our generation is very focused on wanting answers to things. And yet often we don't like to look behind the scenes to figure out where those answers come from. And so I want to take a look just briefly today at where some of those answers may come from. We think when we look into the secular world, math works very well. Now, most of us, myself included, we don't really enjoy math. But we also know that from math, we get basic fundamental truths. So 2 plus 2 will always equal 4, unless you're a junior higher and you think it equals 3. But we can say for sure, 2 plus 2 will always equal 4. And there are certain things in the Christian life that always work a certain way. And that will help us to see some of our answers today. So we're going to take a look very quickly at John chapter 14 and looking at the conversation that Jesus is having with his disciples. In verse 8, it says, Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. It's very interesting, as you look at just that very short passage, you see the word believe 4 different times. And that's going to expose something Jesus was trying to expose in Philip's life. In fact, Jesus says, Philip, you want me to do something, and yet you're failing to believe something. And that helps us, as I've been working with teenagers, as I've been working with people in our church, as well as I've looked at my own Christian life, oftentimes I look at the what I want done and what I want to see God do. And as I was talking to Dr. Jim earlier today, he made the point that oftentimes we want to see the effects of revival. We want to see what God is going to do in revival. And I want us to get back to, we need to understand that there, it's important what we believe about revival. We've got to see what God is wanting to do in our lives first. When I look at it, I see it as a very simple, almost formula equation, we could put it that way. And it's what I believe will determine what I think. So let me put this in context here. What Philip was believing was determining how he was thinking. He was saying, God, if you would just show us, would you just do something for us, it would help me to believe. When in reality, Jesus tells Philip, Philip, you've got it backwards. You need to believe first. And you've got to get a hold of what God wants to do in your life first. You've got to believe truth. I've told my teenagers, if you want to get to know God, you've got to get to know your Bible. And so if I know my, the better I know my Bible, the better I can know God. I've got to choose to believe my Bible. Now, if I choose to believe wrong, it's going to show up in the way I think, and I'm going to think wrong. For instance, negative illustration of this, we look back in the Old Testament and you see Jonah. God comes to Jonah and he tells him to do something. And he tells him to go to Nineveh and to preach the gospel. And right away we see that Jonah does it. He does something exactly the opposite. He was choosing to believe wrong about God. And he goes and he tries to run away from God. Now we look at it and in the big picture of things, we say, well, that was kind of really dumb because you can't ever completely run away from God. And yet Jonah shows that he was believing wrong. And when he chooses to believe right, it changes his thinking about what his responsibility is. When God tells us that he wants us to go and witness to people, we need to choose to believe right about it. We need to choose that there is a need out there, to believe that there's a need out there, to believe that God has something planned for us. Jonah also chose to believe that God's call was not that important on his life. And that affected the way he thought. And then comes the next part of our equation. It affected the way, what he did. So what you believe will determine what you think. What you think will determine what you do. And what you do will determine how you feel or the outcome of it. And as I think about this and look back to John chapter 14, Jesus is trying to get across to his disciples a very simple truth. He's trying to help them to understand God has greater works in the plans for his believers, for his children. Greater works than even Jesus did. But it all goes back to what you believe. So I come to you and I ask you today, do you believe that God has a plan for your life? Or is it just, I'm going to go and hope that God blesses my plans for my life? Do I believe that God wants me to be in revival and to walk with him? Or am I just going to try to just keep doing and doing and doing? So often we get focused on what we're doing and then wonder why we struggle with the way we feel about what's happening. We've got to get back to, what am I believing about God? What do I believe about revival? What do I believe about my walk with Jesus Christ? If I believe what the Bible says, the natural outworking will be right. But if I am choosing to believe what I want to, or I am choosing to believe the lie that's going to lead me into sin, the outcome will always show in the wrong consequences. So if you're looking at your consequences today and you're saying something's not right, don't go back to what you're doing. You need to get back to what you're believing. And that's what Jesus is saying here. Let's believe God for greater works and believe him to do wonderful things and trust him with the outcome.
Thank you, Pastor Pardee. And I hope, young person, you caught that. What you believe affects what you think. What you think affects what you do. And what you do affects the outcome and consequences, your experience. And wonderful truth, important truth. And it is important that you believe the right thing. We get that from the Word of God, as Pastor Pardee told us in the beginning. So we're grateful, thankful for that truth. I hope you'll have a great week, young person. And remember again, the battle cry for the generation, it's total surrender to the will of God and total dependence on his grace to live it.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.